ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नश्च दृशामेश पुराणार्कोऽधुनोदितः ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय. This is the fifth canto, chapter 19, entitled The Island of Jambudvip, and today we're on text number 21, a very important verse. So kindly repeat.
Etad eva hi devaha gayanti oho anisham kim akari शोभनम् प्रसन्नाः एषाम् स्वित उत स्वयम् हरिः यैः जन्म लब्धम् नृषो भारत आजिरे मुकुन्दसेवा उपयकम् स्पृहा हि नः एतद् एव हि देवा गायन्ति. ओहो अमीषाम् किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषाम् श्रुत स्वयम् हरिः यैर्जन्म लब्धम् नृषु भारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवोपयकम् स्पृहाहिनः. अहो अमीषाम् किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषाम् श्रुत स्वयम् हरिः यैर्जन्म लब्धम् नृषु भारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवोपयकम् स्पृहाहिनः. अहो अमीषाम् किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषाम् श्रुत स्वयम् हरिः यैर्जन्म लब्धम् नृषु भारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवोपयकम् स्पृहाहिनः. एतदेव हि देवा गायन्ति. ओहो अमीषाम् किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषाम् श्रुत स्वयम् हरिः मुकुन्द सेवोपयकम् स्पृहाहिनः. एतदेव हि देवा गायन्ति. ओहो अमीषाम् किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषाम् श्रुत स्वयम् हरिः Yera labda jamdam. Mukunda seva upayakam sprihahinaha. Etadeva hi deva gayanti. Aho amisham kimakari shobhanam. Prasanna esham surata swayam harihi. Ye labdha labdham nushin bharata jire. Mukunda seva upayakam sprihahinaha. Ladies. Aho amisham kimakari shobhanam. Prasanna esham surata swayam harihi. Yair labdha labdham bharata jire. Mukunda seva upayakam sprihahinaha. Etat, this, eva, indeed, he, certainly, devaha, all the demigods, gayanti, chant, aho, oh, amisham, of these inhabitants of Bharata Varsha. Kim, what, akari, was done, shobhanam, pious, beautiful activities, prasannaha, pleased, esham, upon them, swit, or, utta, it is said, swayam, personally, harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yehi, by whom, janma, birth, labdham, obtained, narisho, in human society, Bharata ajire, in the courtyard of Bharatavarsha. Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can offer liberation. Seva aupayakam, which is the means of serving. Spriha, desire. He, indeed. Naha, our. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human births in Bharatavarsha, to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Please repeat. Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human births in Bharatavarsha.
to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. These facts are further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 9, Text 41. Bharite bhumete hoilo manushya janma jar, janma sarthak kori koro para upakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. There are many facilities in India, Bharatvarsha, for executing devotional service. In Bharatvarsha, all the acharyas contributed their experience. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to teach the people of Bharatvarsha how to progress in spiritual life and be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. From all points of view, Bharatvarsha is the special land where one can very easily understand the process of devotional service and adopt it to make his life successful. If one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. Om Gnana Timirantasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Gadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada saw fit to begin his explanation of this verse by quoting the very closely related verse from the Adi Lila, Chapter 9, Text 41 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So maybe we should read that. His purport to that verse is, the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressed in this very important verse. Although he was born in Bengal, and Bengalis therefore have a special duty toward him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing not only Bengalis, but all the inhabitants of India. It is in the land of India that actual human civilization can be developed. Human life is especially meant for God realization, as stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Athato Brahma Jignasa. Anyone who takes birth in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, has the special privilege of being able to take advantage of the instruction and guidance of the Vedic civilization. He automatically receives the basic principles of spiritual life. For 99.9% of the Indian people, even simple village farmers and others who are neither educated nor sophisticated, believe in the transmigration of the soul, believe in past and future lives, believe in God, and naturally want to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His representative. These ideas are the natural inheritance of a person born in India. India has many holy places of pilgrimage, such as Gaya, Benares, Mathura, Prayag, Vrindavan, Haridwar, Rameshwaram, and Jagannath Puri, and people still go there by the hundreds and thousands. Although the present leaders of India are influencing the people not to believe in God, not to believe in a next life, and not to believe in the distinction between pious and impious life. And they are teaching them how to drink wine, eat meat, and become supposedly civilized. People are nevertheless afraid of the four activities of sinful life, namely, illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. And whenever there is a religious festival, they gather together by the thousands. We have actual experience of this. Whenever the Hare Krishna, whenever the Krishna consciousness movement holds a Sankirtana festival in a big city like Kolkata, Bombay, Madras, Ahmedabad, or Hyderabad, thousands of people come to hear. Sometimes we speak in English, but even though most people do not understand English, they nevertheless come to hear us. Even when imitation incarnations of Godhead speak, people gather in thousands, for everyone who is born in the land of India has a natural spiritual inclination and is taught the basic principles of spiritual life. They merely need to be a little more educated in the Vedic principles. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Janma sarthak kari koropara upakar. If an Indian is educated in the Vedic principles, he is able to perform the most beneficial welfare activity for the entire world. At present, for want of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, the entire world is in darkness, having been covered by the four principles of sinful life, meat-eating, illicit sex, gambling, and intoxication. Therefore, there is a need for vigorous propaganda to educate people to refrain from sinful activities. This will bring peace and prosperity. The rogues, thieves, and debauchees will naturally decrease in number, and all of human society will be God-conscious. The practical effect of our spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world is that now the most degraded debauchees are becoming the most elevated saints. This is only one Indian's humble service to the world. If all Indians had taken to this path as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, India would have given a unique gift to the world, and thus India would have been glorified. Now, however, India is known as a poverty-stricken country. And whenever anyone from America or another opulent country goes to India, he sees many people lying in the footpaths for whom there are not even provisions for two meals a day. There are also institutions collecting money from all parts of the world in the name of welfare activities for poverty-stricken people, but they are spending it for their own sense gratification. Now, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna consciousness movement has been started, and people are benefiting from this movement. Therefore, it is now the duty of the leading men of India to consider the importance of this movement and train many Indians to go outside of India to preach this cult. People will accept it. There will be cooperation among the Indian people and among the other people of the world. And the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will then be fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will then be glorified all over the world. And people will naturally be happy, peaceful, and prosperous, not only in this life, but also in the next. For as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, anyone who understands Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will very easily get salvation, or freedom from the repetition of birth and death, and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore requests every Indian to become a preacher of his cult, to save the world from disastrous confusion. This is not only the duty of Indians, but the duty of everyone. And we are very happy that American and European boys and girls are seriously cooperating with this movement. One should know, definitely, that the best welfare activity for all of human society is to awaken man's God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Therefore, everyone should help this great movement. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 22nd chapter, verse 35, which is next quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So how can we leave you without quoting that?
Etavad janma safalyam dehinamiha dehishu pranayad arthayadhyavacha shriya acharanam sada.
It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. I'll continue with the purport.
There are two kinds of general activities, shreyas, or activities which are ultimately beneficial and auspicious, and preyas, or those which are immediately beneficial and auspicious. For example, children are very fond of playing. They don't want to go to school to receive an education, and they think that to play all day and night and enjoy with their friends is the aim of life. Even in the transcendental life of Lord Krishna, we find that when he was a child, he was very fond of playing with his friends of the same age, the cowherd boys. He would not even go home to take his dinner. Mother Yashoda would have to come out to induce him to come home. Thus, it is a child's nature to engage all day and night in playing, not caring even for his health or other important concerns. This is an example of preyas, or immediately beneficial activities. But there are also shreyas, or activities which are ultimately auspicious. According to Vedic civilization, a human being must be God-conscious. He should understand what God is, what this material world is, who he is, and what their relationships are. This is called shreyas, or ultimately auspicious activity. In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that one should be interested in shreyas. To achieve the ultimate goal of shreyas, or good fortune, one should engage everything, including his life, wealth, and words, not only for himself, but for others also. However, unless one is interested in shreyas in his own life, he cannot preach of shreyas for the benefit of others. This verse, cited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, applies to human beings, not to animals. As indicated in the previous verse by the words manushya janma, these injunctions are for human beings. Unfortunately, human beings, although they have the bodies of men, are becoming less than animals because in their behavior. This is the fault of modern education. Modern educators do not know the aim of human life. They are simply concerned with how to develop the economic condition of their countries or of human society. This is also necessary. The Vedic civilization considers all aspects of human life, including dharma, religion, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, and moksha, liberation. But humanity's first concern should be religion. To be religious, one must abide by the orders of God. But unfortunately, people in this age have rejected religion, and they are busy in economic development. Therefore, they will adopt any means to get money. For economic development, one does not need to get money by hook or by crook. One needs only sufficient money to maintain his body and soul. However, because modern economic development is going on with no religious background, people have become lusty, greedy, and mad after money. They are simply developing the qualities of rajas, passion, and tamas, ignorance, neglecting the other quality of nature, sattva, goodness, and the brahminical qualifications. Therefore, the entire society is in chaos. The Bhagavatam says that it is the duty of an advanced human being to act in such a way as to facilitate human society's attainment of the ultimate goal of life. There is a similar verse in the Vishnu Purana, part 3, chapter 12, verse 45, which is quoted in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita as verse 43. Now I could keep going on, because Prabhupada is just on a roll here. You can see that Srila Prabhupada said these purports were his emotional ecstasies. There are some purports you can really see. He's
really strong in this one. So, this is a very important verse of the Bhagavatam now. The next, I think it is 6 or 7 verses the Acharyas have commented. They're basically the demigods extolling the virtues of a short birth in Paratavarsha. Tadapi adruvam arthadam. Although it's a short birth, it's arthada. It is able to give us something very valuable. And in particular, here in this verse, there are some significant words that have been explained. Shobhanam. Srila Prabhupada translates this as pious, beautiful activities. The word shobhanam literally means beautiful. Just like when someone says or does something very nice, we say shobhanam. Very good. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it actually means sukrita karma, pious activity. There are different options in life. We can engage in pious activity, or we can engage in impious pious or impious activities. Pious activities are called sukrita karma, and impious activities are called dushkrita karma. It's like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he deals with both these types. Namam duṣkṛteno mūḍha prapadyante narātama ityādi. So, 4 kinds of impious people will not surrender to Krishna. 4 kinds of pious people will surrender to Krishna. We heard yesterday a very nice verse. The acharyas also appreciate the previous verse as being very important. That after many, many births, when the results of one's pious activities mature, he gets an opportunity to associate with the pure devotees. It's not that the opportunity is created by his pious work, but rather his pious work allows him to take advantage of that opportunity when it comes by divine grace only. Unrestricted, causeless mercy. Important to recognize that. And at the end of chapter 7 in Bhagavad Gita, what does Krishna say? Famous verse, we all know. Yesham tuantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandvamoha nirmukta panyante mam drithavrataha. We can engage in drithavrata bhakti with firm determination when we have become freed from the illusions of duality. Those are the illusions of duality that cement us into the concepts of what does the Bhagavatam say? Griha, Kshetra, Sutta, Apta, Vitta. These 5 things in particular. Everybody wants his house. Everybody needs some facility. Nowadays they don't need land. We need bank balance because we don't depend on the land anymore. At least not directly. We indirectly depend on the land. Therefore we have forgotten that we're dependent on the land. That's one of the problems that Prabhupada mentions in these purports. So Griha, Kshetra, Sutta, we have our sons, we think that they're going to protect us when we get old. Apta, we have our friends and relatives, those that people that we listen to, those who we feel are our well-wishers. And finally, Vitta. Vitta is very important here in America because we practice rampant capitalism to the detriment of the entire world here in America. And that's the reason we're hated worldwide, Americans generally. So Vitta means wealth. So these are the things that cement us into this bodily misconception of life and cement us into dualistic notions, dualistic illusions, really, is what Krishna says, dvandva moha, dualistic illusions of being the Supreme Lord. False assumptions, false ego, we can say. So only when one is engaged in the pious activity. Now, it's interesting because in this verse, Srila Prabhupada has translated, they must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past. There's no mention of the word austerity in this verse, actually, but Prabhupada has put it in there because the very nature of pious activity is it contains this element of austerity. Unless you don't want to do it, you're probably not going to become purified by it. So, yajna dana tapaschaiva pavanani manishinaha. Pious activity always subsumes these 3 things: sacrifice, austerity, and charity. And Krishna recommends twice in Bhagavad Gita, these things should not be given up. They should always be practiced. So the nature of activity that is enjoined in the Shastra is that it elevates us by containing these elements of selfless, to one degree or another, it's surrender to the Supreme Lord, whether directly or indirectly. So when we have in previous lives done this, then we may merit a birth in Bharatavarsha, which is being glorified in this verse. But even if we haven't, to the degree that we engage in pious activity, even in this life, Krishna says, we will become freed from this dvandva moha. And then we can sustain a mature commitment to pure devotional service, as opposed to perverted bhakti. That's called bhakti abhasa, or chaya bhakti. Bhakti in our own interests. Anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhakti, Rupa Goswami says. Bhakti on Krishna's terms, not bhakti for our own purposes. So when we're pious, then we can do that. So that's the great benefit of being pious. That's either as Americans or Australians or Russians or Chinese or whatever. One can be pious in this life, but it's easier for the Indians. And this whole chapter makes it quite clear that India, although we call it India, Srila Prabhupada here calls it Bharatavarsha, it really isn't an ordinary place, although they're trying to make it so as fast as they possibly can. Those who live in India, they know. It seems the Indians are the most determined of anyone on the planet to destroy the Vedic culture. I know, for example, if you watch television here in America, it's not as bad as if you watch television in India. Although it's not recommended that we do it in either place. Yeah, there are many things that could be said about that. But so, yesham tvanda kritam papam jananam punya karmam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam drudhavrataha. For the Indians, it's easier. There is, Prabhupada said, it's just underneath the skin. If you just scratch it, it comes out, Krishna consciousness. That is the great value of samskar. Samskar. What does the word samskara mean? It's purification that has refinement that has occurred over the course of many, many lifetimes. Now, there's individual samskar and there's also social samskar. India has the great benefit, according to the chapter notes here on this chapter, which we might want to just review very quickly. India has the great benefit of having social samskars as well as individual samskars. The individual samskar is that one is conditioned just by birth in India to believe in God, to believe in reincarnation, to have an inclination towards something higher in life, as Prabhupada was describing in his Chaitanya Charitamrita purport. Let's just review some of this from the chapter summary because it's quite relevant. The effect, in the planet known as Bharatavarsha, there are many rivers and mountains as there are other tracts of land, yet Bharatavarsha has the special significance because in this tract of land there exists the Vedic principle of Varnashrama Dharma, which divides society into four Varnas and four Ashramas. Furthermore, not in Muni's opinion, is that even if there is some temporary disturbance in the execution of Varnashram Dharma principles, they can be revived at any moment. The effect of adhering to the institution of Varnashram is gradual elevation to the spiritual platform and liberation from material bondage. By following the principles of Varnashram Dharma, one gets the opportunity to associate with devotees. Such association gradually awakens one's dormant propensity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and frees from all the basic principles of sinful life. One then gets the opportunity to offer unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva. This is actually, Srila Prabhupada is paraphrasing what we heard in the previous verse, yesterday's verse, as well as what Jiva Goswami has commented on today's verse. Almost verbatim, the exact same points are being made. That where there is a culture of Varnashram Dharma, And where the social samskars, as well as the individual samskars that proceed from that practice of Varnashram Dharma, are being practiced, then one becomes receptive to the association of saintly devotees, who are also more prevalent in Bharatavarsha than in other places. So it's quite scientific. And this is something Srila Prabhupada has not really emphasized in his purport here. But he does summarize. He says that Bharatavarsha is the special land where one can very easily understand the process of devotional service and adopt it to make his life successful. Because it's already the default. The natural default of taking birth in a less fortunate country is that one is socialized with the understanding that sense gratification is the supreme gain in life, and that in order to get sense gratification, pretty much anything is allowed. The ends justifies the means. So, nunam pramatta kurute vikarnama yadindriya pritaya aprinoti. When one is socialized to assume that he is the body, then the body dictates subconsciously to the conditioned psyche that you have to do whatever it takes to get this thing, whatever it is that you want. And people won't hesitate to do any sinful thing in order to fulfill their own aims. Just like we have this ongoing disaster in the Gulf of Mexico with BP. And its evidence is now coming out that they knew about this for a long time and they were just ignoring it because of because of prayas, basically. Because of a short-term interest. Long-term interest is a difficult thing. Now, Srila Prabhupada is railing on the modern-day Indians who neglect this culture. And he's encouraging that even though things are so haywire now because of Kali Yuga and because of bad association, chiefly from the West, what are some of Maya's favorite toys for the invasion of traditional cultures worldwide and destruction of traditional cultures worldwide? Well, technology is one of them, certainly. Internet technology. It naturally shares the that association so prevalent in the West with the entire world. Anybody ever wonder why the Muslim countries feel like they're under siege? The anti-globalist people also say some of the same things. Something to think about. Anyway, the idea here is that it just takes one generation of neglect and thousands of years of cumulative wisdom, culture, and spiritual attainment are lost. It takes thousands of years. Remember, I said the word samskara means refinement. Just like we have two kinds of language. One of them is the natural language. That's called Prakrit. And the other one is the refined language. That's called Sanskrit. So Sanskrit is a past passive participle of the same root. Sankri, to perfectly refine something. So a culture that has undergone this process of social reformation through accepting the principles of Shreyas in the form of the injunctions of the Smriti Shastras, that culture becomes Sanskriti. Sanskriti means culture. You see? But it just takes one generation of neglect and thousands of years of this is gone. Just like, anyway, there's so many examples of how it's taking place. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is so firm on this principle. And we noticed that practically in his decisions, Srila Prabhupada made conscious decisions to do one thing and not another thing. In 1970, Srila Prabhupada went back to India after having established the Krishna consciousness movement in some way in the West. And from that point on, until he left the world, he based most of his efforts in India. He was personally based in India, and he focused his attention on India. Because the example is given on a battlefield when somebody has got his head three-quarters of the way cut off, that person, you know, he's going to die. If another person has only lost a limb, then you can possibly save that person. You see? So evidently, it would seem, Srila Prabhupada felt that the Indians, based on the narrations in this chapter and elsewhere in the Shastra, The Indians have a special prerogative. They have a special advantage in that they can easily take to Krishna consciousness because of the samskaras and the depth, the profound influence that those samskaras have on one's choices, whether or not to become Krishna conscious, how to respond to saintly association and good instructions. Therefore, he concludes, if one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. So there's, again, actual benefit as opposed to perceived benefit. They're not necessarily the same. These are just a few things we can think about with regards to this verse. They will continue, all these demigods will continue in the same vein, glorifying basically India. We've already heard so many places that we recognize in previous verses. I mentioned the other day. So I'll stop here. Does anybody have any questions or comments on any of this? Yes, Mahamantra Pahu.
That Indian who lives in India. Indian, I think we have Indian like our Mahanidhi Maharaj, who is Indian, who lives like Indian, even though he was not born in India.
Who is this?
Mahanidhi Swami, is American,
yeah.
But he lives in Vrindavan. He is Indian.
Yeah,
Indian
good.
Doesn't mean that somebody just took birth and place and then he follows something different.
Mm.
So I think he is basically saying, or when the Shastras say, that way India means the whole world. Because when you say Aryabhart, the whole tract of land was run, ruled by Prithu Maharaj, Ayudhishthir Maharaj.
Mm.
So, it is just subjective when you make some people understand. But when you talk about Krishna consciousness, it means about the sanskar and the culture, which can be cultivated anywhere in any part.
Yeah.
Just like Subhas Prabhu. He comes every morning Mangala. He is Indian. He follows exactly the system which Indian is not following. Yeah. So who is Indian? Yeah. Indian means who is a supporter and follower of Vedic culture.
Yeah, it's not just like human is not a biological definition. A human being is not defined biologically. A human being is defined in terms of his adherence to dharma. That is the Shastric definition of humanity. So similarly, Indian, we can say, a resident of Bharatvarsha is someone who's following these principles, because it is these principles that characterize the Bharatvarsha that we find being described in these verses. That's the point. As Prabhupada mentioned in his chapter summary here, that because Varnashram principles are there, therefore it's Bharatvarsha. We can create this anywhere. Prabhupada also said that in this purport here. It could be created, it can be revived at any time. People simply have to choose to do it. Anyone who is chanting the holy name of Krishna sincerely, with determination, even he may have been born in a less fortunate circumstance, that person is the real Aryan. And that person is able to purify the so-called Aryan. We've seen it. Example given, Mahanidhi Maharaj Jaipataka Swami, we had his association here, such an august personality. This is the real point. And Prabhupada is just like Krishna, Purushottam, Jagannath Puri. Prabhupada was lecturing there. He said he's not Purinath, he's Jagannath. He's for the whole world. So similarly. Yeah, Pandanath. Yeah, he's not just the lord of these pandas. He's also Jagannath. So same thing. Varnashram is for everybody. Anyone who chooses to be a human being. You can be a human by choice. As long as you have the biological requirements. That means if you have the system requirements to run this software, then that's very good. See? But Indians have the system requirements by birth. Americans, they may have to upgrade their system in order to... So we're fortunate because the process of Krishna consciousness will upgrade your system. Just by practicing bhakti yoga, you will become elevated. I think we should stop. It's getting late. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.